This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, here on Sports Daily. We got college football playoffs for the first time ever. What is the distance? We had a week off, right, between conference championship games in this first round, a full week off. I think that's a mistake. I think they should correct that. There's no reason that these teams shouldn't immediately begin playing the playoff games immediately following the conference championship games, because what you've got is teams in this that didn't play a conference championship game, like Notre Dame and Indiana. It kind of just feels like a bowl game. Like, we haven't seen these teams play football in a really long time. And I do think, as we're going to want to tinker this and, you know, tweak and massage the way it looks, I'm looking at Indiana. The last time we saw Indiana play, fellas, November 30th. Okay. The last time we saw Notre Dame play, November 30th. 20 days since either of those two teams have played. You can't have that, Tommy. We got to be playing these games as quick as we possibly can. They don't need a week off after conference championship week. They need to just immediately pick up and play again.
Well, and on top of that, too, I mean, just from the viewing public, I had a hard time last week. And nothing against Army, Navy. I know it's tradition, all of that. But I'm like, can I watch something? Is there something else I can watch? Whether it's Army, Navy, or the FCS championship semifinal, whatever. Like, I get it. That's fine. But there's no reason, again, why we can't play at least a couple of games, especially for the teams that are not playing in conference championship games.
And the other thing is, like, the teams with a bye get another week off. Like, no offense to, and I agree with you, no offense to those other games, but here's what happens, Paul, with college football. And this has always been the issue, and I think it's why there's never the correct amount of momentum heading into whatever the championship games have been. It's because we just forget about it. Right? Whatever it is, like, we don't have the kind of attention span. You can't expect us for 3 weeks to sit on our hands and care about Indiana. We just can't. You can't do that. You've got the NFL taking attention away at that point. Now college basketball is getting into the mix. You've got the NBA and whatever it is that they're doing. Like, you're doing the sport such a disservice by spending so much time away before you actually play these games. The week off has got to go. Now, you're never going to have the perfect scenario, because let's say Notre Dame was a top four seed and had a bye, right? And their final game was November 30th. If they were a top four seed, we still wouldn't see them until next week. They would have spent an entire month without playing a football game.
Mm-hmm.
That can't happen.
Now, the good news is, when that happens, you know, you got kids that might be dinged up a little bit, you know, and they have a chance to recuperate and get, you know, but you can only go to the weight room so often. You can only go to the practice field so often. You can only put the pads on so often. You said a word in your previous monologue just about 3 minutes ago. You used the word momentum, didn't you? You used that. And there's a reason you use that, because at this point of the year, momentum is everything. Kids focused is everything. And you're right. There can be such a thing as too much time off. And so I don't know that it's quite the advantage. But, you know, there's certainly a way that I don't think it would harm the college game to start playing in the playoffs right after the conference championships.
Of course it doesn't. Every other level does it.
Everybody's doing it. And so I'm just thinking to myself, that would be fine with me. And I think it would be good for football, because you're right. There was a void, wasn't there? Because all this is lined up. All this is ready to go with the 12 teams in the tournament. And yet you can't go. And that's frustrating. And you're thinking, why not? There's nothing on. And by the way, if you're a TV broadcaster, Jacob, you can answer this question. wouldn't you kind of want to have the monopoly just a little bit with those teams that you're going to give up once you get into the, you know, you're getting close to the playoffs and all the runs and races in the NFL? Wouldn't you just think it'd be almost an advantage from a broadcasting standpoint?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, to the level of, think about it this way. The season ends on a selection Sunday. We're playing in college basketball championship games on a selection Sunday. The NCAA tournament has started 3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
3 days on the play-in games.
On the play-ins, right? That's right. Yeah. On the play-ins, that would be right.
You're right on it, and that keeps the momentum. Could you imagine if they did selection Sunday and then waited 2 weeks before they get into the actual tournament?
that would be hard to imagine.
We're fired up?
That's
no.
right.
I don't understand why we always overthink college football.
You know something?
Are you telling me that if these were second round games this weekend, we wouldn't be probably more fired up for them?
Oh, that's right.
Absolutely would be.
Yeah.
Because we would have had them. We would have never stopped. There would have never been a gap in college football. It's why bowl games are always like, oh, yeah, they've got bowl games to play. For me, anyway. And I think most casual fans, that's the way they feel about it.
I do like, though, that we're now officially in the time of year where, starting today, actually, where bowl games start early. I think there's a game that starts at like 11 this morning. So as soon as we're done here, I might flip, but not early in the day, like in the evenings. Yeah, they've been going on this week. But today, I'm going to flip that on here in just a few minutes.
There is one bowl game outside of the playoff that I give any rip about, and it's K-State's bowl game because we pay attention to K-State.
But you're not telling me that you're not at least going to like
not.
Have it on in the background.
What about nope. West Virginia and Memphis? You're not going to watch. Days ago.
I mean, coming up at 11 o'clock this morning, Ohio and Jacksonville State in the Staff DNA Cure Bowl. That's coming up at 11 o'clock this morning.
I will not watch a second of that game, and I'll bet you, if you're being honest, neither of you will.
Tulane and Florida.